Walking home on a dark night with a dog, and when the pavement is wrecked by the weather, and you're as likely to trip as be hit by a car from the back with lights, and you're not, stupidly, you're not wearing a high-vis jacket, is the situation I'm in. So yeah, I've just left the documentary photographer, storyteller, Roger, what else does he call himself? He calls himself a transmedia producer. So all of these, highly talented and lovely man, we've just walked our dogs, and I'm walking back to the house, and it is a bit dangerous, so, you know, I hope to get there safely, but yeah, it's been such a day, it really is, and I'm just going to do a different way of unwinding from the day. I'm going to do a little a diary of the sort of things that happened today. And number one is that I did spend a large amount of time in my local cafe, the place that had been devastated by the floods. And it was, you know, Monday, first day back. And that felt like an act, among lots of things, it felt like an act of solidarity. And, you know, I felt, well, anything I can do to spread the reputation of this place as a good place is good. And I did. And it was interesting that the other thing that went on today was that the Tour de France finished in Tournai in Belgium. And my client, In Hand Guides, has their customer service main person, Valley, based, living there. And I did my best to link up the Tour de France. Oh, I mean, I did my best to add a little bit of effort to the Tour de France and Tournai, the town, the city, or small city, I think it is, and In Hand Guides together. And so that was an interesting thing to be doing while in Café Beva. And the next thing that is interesting about the day, as far as I'm concerned, is to do with the use of lists. Now, I think we're all basically list people. We keep lists for lots of purposes. Some of the lists we write down, and more lists we just talk. Like when somebody said, you know, what's the best three films you've ever seen? And somebody gives an answer to that. Well, it's all about using a list, or your favourite paintings, or your favourite book, or, you know, the three things you're going to do while you're on holiday. So that's all kind of to do with lists. So I do believe that when the piece of software called Listly, list.ly came out, that website came out, that it brought really a tremendous resource to us. So I was thinking about lists as well, and adding to some lists that I have up there. And then I got a big idea today, which I won't break publicly at this stage, but it's actually something big about lists and doing something that hasn't been done before in Cork about Listly is what's in my mind. And I've been fortunate enough to pitch the idea, which came up in a conversation between me and Roger Overall, pitch it to a number of people, all of whom have said yes. So we're now into tomorrow, the idea of tying it down and then very soon making it happen. And it's been good fun to let the owner, the founder rather, and the co-founder of Listly, Nick Kellett, know about it. Although there was a little hiccup in that I sent him a direct message via Audioboo, and then discovered that it hadn't uploaded during a long meeting I was at this evening. But that was another thing that went on today. And one more thing went on then today, which is was important, which is my child went to a summer camp, and a local summer camp here. It's a general activity, and everything went well, and I recorded a little bit of the sound of her and her opinions at the beginning of it, and thankfully everything went well during the day and everything. But then a person got in touch with me and started making me aware that not everybody is in a situation where their children can go off to summer camp. And it was a great point, because it made me aware that, You know, there are those people who have, well, who have the means, the money with which to send their children to summer camp. And there are those who do not. And the schools, meanwhile, shut down for a very long time, like 2 months or something like that. And that's a very long time for parents, adults, to have to organise childcare and everything. And well, that pushed a few of my buttons. I won't go and launch into a tirade on that topic, but I have for a long time held the view that we should seriously think about what we do with schools and the buildings and with the childcare provision we have for children, for the benefit of everybody. So that was another interesting topic to have going around in my, during the day. And the last one is actually about gardening. There's a bit of an exciting development going on in our garden at home, which I'll probably do an audio boo about, especially for that very good and successful gardener, Peter Donegan, who is Donegan Gardens and has even taken a podcast onto a radio station in Dublin. So I am a kind of very basic gardener. In fact, so basic I don't really qualify. But I think it's going to be interesting to say a little bit more about my garden, our garden to be exact, as life goes on. And now this is the end of the walk, so just a little bit of thoughts about the kind of day it has been. And thank you so much for listening. It really has been good to have your company and to talk to you as if you were right alongside me. Good night.